Ambassador.
Thank you so much, Mr. President, dear Bertrand. Since this is the first time that I take the floor, I really want to congratulate you very cordially on your election as president of this meeting and to assure you of our full support. I also want to pay tribute to the thorough preparation of this meeting by yourself and also by the ISU. Let me also thank for the update on the convention's universalization that you just have presented. Austria, of course, is fully aligned with the EU statement that we just heard, and we want to join in commending the tremendous energy and commitment displayed in a sustained way by Her Royal Highness Princess Astrid of Belgium and His Royal Highness Prince Murad of Jordan in their capacities as EU as envoys on universalization. In addition, let me offer a few remarks on universalization from a national perspective. I would like to start with congratulating Mozambique that has achieved to become mine-free. I think that's a major achievement. Mozambique was one of the most mined countries, and Austria also had a pleasure to contribute in our cooperation with Mozambique to demining. I think it's exemplary that one of the most mined countries has, with a lot of determination, now cleared all the mines. It helps us also in the perspective of universalization, because obviously the objectives of the convention can be met. With currently 162 states parties, the convention unites a large majority of the world's states. However, states not parties today still represent a significant part both of the Earth's surface as well as its population. Some of those states share the convention's humanitarian aspirations and act according to its norms. Such an attitude is of course very welcome. Also does not substitute to formal adherence to the convention. More worryingly, some of the states not parties still possess large stocks of antipersonal mines, have extensive minefields on their territories and no intention to clear them, or even continue to lay new minefields. In order to achieve our shared goal of a world free from antipersonal mines, there is no alternative to further strengthen our efforts to bring as many states as possible as states parties under the convention. Austria is willing to render its contribution by using its bilateral contacts for the promotion of the convention. Thank you, Mr.